From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. South Florida could see 2 feet of sea level rise in the next 40 years. That's according to a joint projection by Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe counties. It's frightening to imagine. But that threat does have a benefit. It's led to South Florida being recognized as a global expert on preparation for climate change. And that's even though we're in a state and a country where many officials don't acknowledge climate issues. Recently, Canada's Minister for the Environment and Climate Change was in Miami. WLRN's Kate Stein spoke with Minister Catherine McKenna.
When I started my job, I was immediately in the Paris negotiations and working very closely with the U.S. administration. Clearly, the new administration federally has taken a different approach to climate change. And so we're now very committed to working with states and cities and businesses in the United States who have stepped up, who have said climate change is real, and we all need to be acting together. In Canada, we're a very large country. We have the largest coastline in the world, including in the high Arctic. So some of the things you do here won't be applicable. But it's looking at, you know, things that you're doing that are smart.
Within South Florida and Miami specifically, what are some of the ideas or technologies that you feel we can offer Canada or Canada can offer South Florida?
Well, I think it's just looking at how you build and how you're adapting to the impacts of climate change. We know with the king tides that there's a lot of flooding. With climate change, the sea level rise will have a huge impact on Miami. It's looking at the technologies that you use, your way of designing cities, the way you think about the future and modeling for resilient cities in, you know, in the future.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how you came into the role that you have? Is it a new position?
So I'm the first Minister of the Environment and Climate Change. And that was a clear message by the Prime Minister that we were taking a different tack from the previous government. The previous government would not talk about climate change. It wasn't a word that those words were not allowed to be used in my department. I was in my job for 2 days and then was sent to the Paris climate negotiations. So it was a steep learning curve. And then I had to come home to Canada and get a climate plan. And that was hard because we had a government for 10 years that had done nothing. But we worked really hard with provinces. We worked with businesses. We worked with environmentalists. We worked with Indigenous peoples. And we were able to get a Made in Canada climate plan. And we know we're moving to a cleaner future.
It sounds like part of what changed between the previous administration and the current one in Canada is that there's more of an understanding of the connection between the environment and the economy.
The first change was we looked at science. We decided that we would make decisions based on science and evidence. And the science on climate change is extremely clear. Climate change is real. It's man-made. And if we don't take action, we're going off a cliff. So that was the first thing. But the second thing is, yes, we understand that it's not an and or, that you do the environment and the economy suffers, or you do the, you know, you focus on the economy and the environment suffers. That's not the way it is in today. It's now about doing the right thing for the environment, which also creates good jobs. And even here in Miami, I'm going to see some really cool designs, including Canadian companies that have looked at clean solutions and clean technologies. So that's really the opportunity.
So at the G7 summit that's coming up, Canada is hosting. And you mentioned that one of the focus areas will be the oceans. How is that relevant to your relationship with the United States and with South Florida?
Well, I mean, look, Canada and the U.S. are surrounded by oceans, and so we need to be working together. I think even for some folks that have a hard time talking about climate change, everyone can agree that we need to deal with coastal resilience, that we need to build more resilient cities. So I think that's an area that we could come together with the United States, states, you know, like Florida, like Texas, that have had to address pretty severe impacts from hurricanes. We're all in this together. And so I'm happy to work with whomever wants to take action on climate change and also recognizes the economic opportunity for good jobs for middle class.
All right. Thank you very much, Minister McKenna.
Thank you very much.
You've just heard Catherine McKenna, Canada's Minister for the Environment and Climate Change. She spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein. And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.